coincidence as a sign. With a sigh, I knocked on the door, hoping Blake was awake. The door opened mere seconds later. Only it wasn't Blake on the other side. Not unless he'd grown some nice boobs since I'd last seen him. Leaning to the side, I looked around the woman to peer in. Each floor had only two apartments, and I was standing in front of A, but I still held out hope that I'd gotten off on the wrong level and knocked on some glamorous stranger's door. I hadn't. From my vantage point, I could see the short hallway that opened into Blake's giant living room. His massive TV hung on the wall between floor-to-ceiling windows, his L-shaped couch positioned in front of it. "May I help you?" the knockout asked, when my staring and silence had long since stretched into creepy territory. "May you help me?" I repeated back, her flinch informing me I was much louder than I'd intended. I couldn't seem to force my voice any quieter as I continued. "You've got to be kidding me." There was a thump, followed by another louder one, and then a door slamming. Blake hurried into view, nearly knocking over a lamp.
"I can explain."
Quirking a brow, I scanned the model-esque beauty who was wearing one of Blake's dress shirts. Switching my gaze to him, I saw he'd pulled on slacks. But the button was undone, and he wasn't wearing underwear. His hair was mussed, and there was hooker red lipstick smudged on his face and chest. My lip curled in disgust. "You're such a cliche. I mean, this is bad enough, but did you have to be so hackneyed about it?" The woman backed away, scurrying to the bedroom. Blake didn't even glance at her as she passed.
"Look, I fucked up."
My laugh was bitter. "You think?"
"I'm not going to try to deny it, but..."
"Well, I appreciate the fact you know I'm not stupid enough to believe a lie when the truth is literally thrown in my face."
"Come in and I'll explain."
Shaking my head, I wondered if he thought I was that pliable. "Not happening." He ran his palm down his face. His voice was soft as he pleaded.
"Hear me out."
My jaw clenched so hard, I worried my teeth would shatter. "There's literally not a single thing you could say to make this better." The woman came back into the room dressed in her own clothes. Since that meant seductive heels, a little black dress, and a face that looked fresh and not like a wet raccoon, I almost preferred the other outfit. Oversized shirts on women were inherently sexy, so I could have pretended her appeal was from that. In her real outfit, and the way she strutted easily in her heels, no knobby-kneed newborn doe walk for her. I had to face the fact she really was as flawless as she'd first appeared.
Bless her heart.
My self-esteem was not low. I didn't quiver before the wondrous and handsome lawyer, wondering why he'd chosen little old me. Yet, in the face of her statuesque beauty, her tall and lithe form sensuous even as she hurried toward the exit, I suddenly found myself feeling as though I were lacking. Like I was still a backwoods girl in a metropolitan world. And that hurt. Which, in turn, made me extra pissed. "You're such a dick," I hissed. "A cliche and boring dick." Blake's eyes narrowed at my insult. Not the dick part. I knew he wore that personality trait like a badge of honor. As a lawyer, being a dick got him ahead. It was the boring part that ticked him off. The woman grabbed her coat and was rushing around looking for something else. She muttered to herself, growing more frazzled, before apparently spotting what she was searching for. Bending, she picked up her purse and looked toward the door. Her eyes went past me and widened before she dropped the bag, its contents spilling out.
"For fuck's sake,"
Blake growled. I glanced over my shoulder to see what had startled the woman before doing a double take. Leaning in the doorway of the opposite apartment, a man, no, a beast, was watching the show.